KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Justice Minister Mamoloko Gobayi has slammed MK's Party Security Secretary General Floyd Chivambu for meeting fugitive pastor Shepherd Bushiri in Malawi. Bushiri and his wife fled South Africa in 2020 while facing charges of rape and fraud. A Malawian court recently ruled they should be extradited to face trial. Gobayi's spokesperson Terence Manase says Chivambu's actions undermine South Africa's legal system.
The minister says Chivambu's actions erode public trust in the justice system and embolden those who believe they can escape accountability. She also says no one, regardless of their status or position, is above the law and that political leaders have a responsibility to uphold the rule of law and should not mix with fugitives.
The MK party has also distanced itself from Chivambu's visit, saying the visit was in Chivambu's personal capacity and without the knowledge of the party. The KZN branch of Pop Crew is calling for urgent intervention at the Port Shepstone Correctional Centre, demanding the removal of the prison head Mlamulu Mbandra. The union accuses Mbandra of creating a toxic work environment with claims of unfair dismissals and intimidation of shop stewards. Tozani Mlambo from Pop Crew says the problems have persisted for years.
He has targeted workers, putting fear on workers and intimidating workers. And he continues to show disregard for the union and its members.
The Department of Correctional Services has been contacted for comment. Staying in the continent, the Democratic Republic of Congo has suspended the political party of former President Joseph Kabila. It comes days after security forces raided his properties. The Interior Ministry says the suspension is due to Kabila's overt activism. His People's Party for Reconstruction and Democracy is now banned from operating nationwide. Current President Felix Tshisekedi has accused Kabila of plotting an insurrection and backing an alliance that includes the M23 rebel group. The PPRD has not yet responded. And Princess Anne and the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh are set to join King Charles and Queen Camilla for the Easter Sunday service at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. The Prince and Princess of Wales won't attend, choosing to spend time with their children in Norfolk before school resumes. Sky's Katie Spencer, reporting from Windsor, says it's a key date on the royal calendar.
This time last year, this was the very first time that we saw the King after his cancer diagnosis. It was a very sort of poignant moment where people actually got to see him for the first time. It wasn't clear whether or not he would be shaking hands and coming out and spending much time with the public here, but he did.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour. Justice Minister Mamoloko Gobayi has slammed MK Party Secretary General Floyd Chivambu for meeting fugitive pastor Shepherd Bushiri in Malawi. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunogule Malinga.